You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's America's Next Top Model After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's America's Next Top Model After Show.
Well, hello, everyone. I hear some cheering in the studio. I'm Jackie Moran. Bing is for doing, and we're here doing another America's Next Top Model Season 18 After Show. We are in Episode 8, and we are going to have our biggest after show yet. But first, before I announce our very special guest, let me introduce those beautiful co-hosts you're looking at. In the studio in L.A., as I call in from New York, we have our America's Next Top Model All-Star back in the studio, Brittany Brower. Welcome. We missed you last week.
Thank you. I missed you guys.
And we're happy you're back with your entourage, and by that I mean the testosterone quota for the show, Tyler Brockington.
Hello.
Minus Ronnie, of course.
And Ronnie, of course, holding it down for us producing tonight.
What's up, guys, everybody?
Let me tell you, we have our biggest show yet. We're going from Lisa to Asmari to the biggest in top model royalty besides Tyra Banks herself. Our head producer of our favorite show, America's Next Top Model, Ken Mock, will be calling in mere minutes to discuss this cast shakeup that's been in the news. Triple elimination, as Miss J called it. Three of your favorites from the first season are going home after this season, and by that I mean Nigel Barker, Miss J, and J Manuel. So, Brittany, you've worked with them. Can you believe this cast shakeup?
I mean, wow, like to go all out, you know, all three of them going out at once, it's just kind of crazy. You know, throughout the years, they've lost like a judge here, maybe, you know, something here, but it's never been such a large amount of people all at once going home. So it's crazy. It's so weird that that those three are going to be gone. But you know what I have to say? I don't disagree with it. I think the show does need to be like shaken up a little bit, and there needs to be some changes for it to kind of still have its appeal. It's been a long time, so it'll be really exciting and really. I'm looking forward to seeing, you know, who they're gonna replace them with. I mean, those are obviously gonna be big shoes to fill because the show has been really successful. But I think at this point in the game, they need to bring some new, young, something exciting in to just, you know, excite viewers to see who the new people are gonna be, the new runway coach, the new one, you know, head of each photo shoot, which Jay Manuel does, to see just something new. I'm excited for it.
Absolutely. And any early guesses, Tyler, Brittany, maybe who we might be seeing pop up, who you would want to see pop up?
Good question.
To fill these shoes?
I don't know. There's so much out there. You never know. It's almost kind of like it was the guessing game with Idol. Like you're going to do the same thing here with Top Model. Like when Idol did the shakeup.
I kind of would like them to have some kind of model do the runway to take Mrs. J's shoes. J. Alexander. I would like to see kind of something, maybe get someone that's actually a model take that position. So I don't know. Well, I'm really curious to see. What about you, Jackie? Do you think you have any favorites or anyone you'd like to see on it?
Well, I was going to say, Brittany, remember we talked about last season, Coco Rochat was pretty tough on them when she did her photo shoot with them. She might make an interesting coach. She definitely has a lot of knowledge.
Yeah.
She's gone on to become a brand, so to speak, with her blogging and her website and all of her projects. She might be an interesting one that I think enjoyed being in the Top Model family. But
I think she enjoyed
someone with some expertise who is a model. I think that would be, besides Tyra, obviously, I think that would be a great addition.
I think that would be fun for viewers. Like, that's the first thing I thought of when thinking, like, who would be fun to watch and replace Jay, the Jays, is someone that's working actually, that is a model, that has booked all the shows, that actually knows. I'm not saying that they don't know what it's take. They've done a great job, but just a different angle, you know, a different person kind of, you know, look, I have booked all these shows. I have done all this.
Can we bring Heidi Klum over? I would love to see her do it. Go from, I mean, can I we bring her back?
I don't know. Those Project Runway fans might not be too happy with you about
that.
Oh,
come on. Bring her to Top Model. It would be fun.
You never know. I know Heidi and Tyra worked together a lot on Victoria's Secret.
That would be fun. Or bring back a Top Model. Throw an old star in there. You know?
Yeah. I mean, it would be even cool to rotate people, keep it fresh, but that is exactly why we are bringing you exclusively, in case you didn't hear me the first time, guys, right here on AfterBuzz, we are bringing you the head producer for all 18 cycles of Top Model, Ken Mock, will be calling in momentarily to talk about this exact topic and more with us, so you can't get more exclusive than that. But before we get to that, plus Episode 8, which there was a lot to talk about, be sure, guys, we do all this great work for you. All we're asking you to do in return is go to iTunes and rate us. Tell us what you think of our special guests. Tell us what you think of Brittany's crazy commentary.
Got plenty of that.
And
yes.
What's that, Britt?
I said I've got plenty of that.
We know you do, and that's why we love it. But be sure to rate us and tell your friends. That's all we ask in return for bringing you this amazing, exclusive content. And before we have our special guest call in, I also want to take a second, because we did miss you last week, Brittany and Tyler, when Asmarie surprised us as well. We missed your commentary on Kyle's elimination, and the first thing that happened on Episode 8 was the girls celebrating Kyle being gone, which just goes to show how much they disliked her in the house. And I was pretty tough on her last week with my critique, but as I said, I think it's better for her because I do think she can have a true career in modeling. I do think it was a little catty the way the girls celebrated at the beginning of this episode, especially Laura. It was pretty harsh. Brittany and Tyler, why don't you weigh in on that quickly before we get to our special guest?
Yeah, I agree. I think opening it up with such cattiness just goes to show that I think that they don't have as much class as they had originally thought. You know, give her some support. She did great. You know, get over the fact of that you got in a fight a couple episodes ago. Move on with it. It's enough.
Yeah, Brittany, what did you think? And also, just of Kyle's elimination, since we didn't have you guys to weigh in last week.
I mean, I do think that the judges are right. She did have the exact same look in every single shot. It was that same look. There's never anything different. So I actually agree that it was her time to go. I mean, I think there's definitely others, hence even Simone, that I think should have gone even before her. I think she's a better model than Simone, so I don't really agree with that she went before her. So I think there's other people that could have gone home first. But, I mean, it was inevitable. She's definitely going to go home. All of her looks looked exactly the same. I do think she's going to work in the industry, but I just think on the show you got to learn how to do something else with your face besides just look like
eyes.
a deer in headlights, and just in every single shot was a deer in headlights. And so it's kind of like, all right, it's time for you to go. Do I think that goes a little harsh with the girls that, you know, all celebrating that she went home? Yeah, I mean, it's inevitable too. The other girls are gonna be excited, and especially when you don't get along with certain girls, you will be excited when they go home first. I know I was on cycle 4. I was so excited that Michelle went home before, like, finally when she went, I was like, oh my God, praise the Lord, Michelle's gone. I was so excited. But I mean, they were going nuts. And this episode's kind of weird because they are on teams, America, you know, versus Britain. So it's almost a little bit like, you know, you're still voting against your teammate in a way. But I mean, the very end of the show, it's not going to be about a team. It's about you and one other girl is going to be standing up there for the final two. And it's not going to matter what country you're from.
Exactly.
So you're going to go against them no matter who's standing right next to you. It's always going to be down to one. It's not a group show here, a group win. So, you know, I can see both sides, and I can tell if she doesn't get along with her, hey, I'm happy she's gone. But they really did celebrate it. I'd feel a little bad if I was Kyle. I'd be like, whoa.
I know. Well, that just goes to show. I think it's a mix of things. I do think Kyle obviously did not know how to play nice with the others, but I do think Once they ganged up on her, they really ganged up on her. So I did feel a little bit bad. I was even pretty tough on her last week. I do think there's some serious attitude on this season. And that's another thing I can't wait to ask our head producer, Colin, in just a minute. But they were a little harsh, I will say that. So I do feel a little bit bad for Kyle there. That's typical cattiness in the girls. And speaking of catty, we have a Hello Kitty photo shoot, which we will get to after our amazing exclusive interview.
Yeah.
But one other thing, until we get Ken on the line, one other thing I wanted to ask you guys about. Sophie, she already has, as Alicia told us on this episode, an amazing agency in Britain. And we all know that these girls were on the show before. Mm-hmm. Some of them have great agencies already. Do you think that's fair? Because we all see how amazing Sophie is. She really is the only one on the show who looks like a true model.
Right.
That's a working model to me. She does stand out above the rest. Do you guys think that's fair? I kind of agree with Alicia that it's a little greedy of her to have an amazing agency and kind of come on the show at that level.
I totally agree with Alicia. I think coming into this, once we first started this season, we said how odd it was that the Brits had already been on Top Model, yet the U.S. girls were new. And the fact that she does already have an amazing agency out there, that she already has a huge leg up on the competition.
Well, see, on normal...
Go ahead.
On regular Top Models, you can't be with an agency already. You're supposed to not have an agent. You're supposed to never have done a national campaign. There's all these rules when you first come onto the show. So it's really kind of at a disadvantage, and that's why we've said this before on the show, if they did like the British All-Stars versus the American All-Stars or something like that, because then everyone kind of has agencies and everyone's done work. And so it's kind of a level playing field, whereas now there's some girls on the British Sophie who already has an agency, already working.
Who's amazing.
And then up against people that have never done anything in their life. They're like literally just from Sweet Home Alabama or wherever these girls are from. Mm-hmm. And this is their very first time being in front of a camera, being on a runway.
Right.
I mean, they've never done anything before. So I do think it's a little, it's a little skewed. It's a little.
And that's how Simone was this episode. She kept bringing up the fact that she doesn't know how to walk. She didn't know anything. And yet, she was eliminated for that.
Well, boo, I don't believe that. Simone should have been gone ages ago. And her attitude is terrible. And she's always pointing the finger at someone else.
I'm not taking Simone's side.
No, I know.
Real quick, you guys, I'm going to cut in. I know Jackie was teasing a special guest. So I want to go to the phones real quick and welcome that special guest. AfterBuzz TV, hello.
Hello, how are you?
Well, hello there, Ken Mock, guys, introducing on our show. We are so excited. This is Top Model royalty right here, guys. I know you see the models every week. This is the man behind the models for 18 seasons.
Yes, he is.
Other than Tyra Banks, Ken, you're the most important man in this operation, this empire, and we have you on AfterBuzz TV right now, so thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, you're really kind of pumping up my ego here, Jackie. I feel so good.
Well, we feel so good that you took the time to speak with us, especially in light of this week. Let me just let you know, Ken, we have some people in the studio hosting with me. I think you might know Brittany Brower.
Hi, Ken.
You might be familiar with her.
How are you, Ken?
Of course I do. How are you, Brittany?
I'm doing fabulous. I miss your face, though.
Wow, not as much as I miss yours, because your face is much prettier than mine.
Okay.
Well, Ken, you get to work with beautiful women all the time, it seems. You are one lucky guy.
I have no complaints in life. I am a truly blessed individual to have been able to work on this show for the past 9 years and, to work with such great cast members and Tyra and, to have such sparkling personalities such as Brittany Bower come through every cycle. It really is a lot of fun. I've enjoyed every second of this series from beginning to its eventual end, and I just feel like a very lucky person.
Well, we definitely enjoy what you bring us, Ken, and we also have Tyler Brockington and Ronnie producing our show tonight, so we're all on the line with you, and we just want to ask you a few quick questions. Of course,
sure.
I can't start with anything other than the big news that's kind of been hitting all over this week, and that is a triple elimination, as Miss J called it. And he didn't even get to have his bottle walk-off, but we are going to see some changes, it looks like, in the future. For congratulations on a few more seasons of Top Model coming our way.
Well, yeah, I mean, this past week was a tough week, you know, all three of the talent that are moving on, JM, JA, and Nigel, you know, have all been, you know, truly integral to the success of Top Model. They've been there, all three of them, basically from the very beginning of the show, and really helped form the show to what it is today. And they are, you know, a very, you know, close members of the Top Model family, and it was really tough to kind of, you know, move on from there. But, you know, we are in our 18th cycle right now. We have been on for 9 years, and, you know, there's just been increasing, you know, pressure, you know, from a lot of the different parties involved to kind of, you know, find a way to just keep the show fresh because, you know, as any show does, you know, you kind of go through that mature phase and then, you know, you start sliding a bit. And you have to find ways to kind of reinvent the show as many, many shows, you know, have done. And, you know, we're no exception. You know, I'm very proud of the fact that we were able to keep, you know, intact, you know, our family for so long without making any changes. But the great thing about it is that, you know, Tyra and I are very close to all three of those, you know, all three of the talents on the show. And we are right now actively developing television series individually for each of the talent that we're talking about here. So, you know, hopefully in the near future, we'll be able to announce some TV series for each and every one of each and every one of them.
Well, that is very exciting to hear, and I think all the fans of Nigel J and Miss J will all love to hear that and be comforted to know that. So we look forward to hearing more about that. And as well, do you have any insight for what we can expect in the future seasons of Top Model?
Well, I'll tell you this. I mean, Cycle 19 that's going to be airing this fall, I mean, we are making, you know, sweeping changes, you know, not only the talent on the show, but the format of the show. So, you know, there will be an official announcement that comes along fairly soon. But, you know, we obviously are bringing in some new talent, you know, that really speaks to, you know, our generation of fans who are, you know, girls in the, you know, 12 to 34 age group. And people who are very involved in the social media area. I think we're very excited about the talent we're bringing on board here. And we are making, you know, a significant format change in the show in that this next cycle, you, the audience members, are going to be a judge on the show. Your input and your vote will decide who stays and who goes on the show. And it's going to be integrated in such a way that you, as the viewer, when you go on to a social media site, which will announce which site it will be, when you leave your commentary, and you'll even be able to leave, you know, kind of video commentary, your commentary will be included in the show. So that's a very exciting kind of change that's coming along that's going to really involve social media in a very, very deep and integrated way, where there's true interactivity between the viewer and the show.
That sounds amazing. I want to try out again, Ken. I want to be a part
of
that show.
That sounds
awesome. You'll go for
triple season, Brittany, third season. But that's really amazing news, Ken, and that obviously reflects. Look at our network, AfterBuzz TV, is all about, founded on the hinges of social media. And we talk about this every week, how models now, you can't just be a model anymore. You guys have ventured so far into just how much it has to be about branding nowadays. And social media becomes such a huge part of that. So that's amazing, guys. Did you hear that? You're going to be able to vote and control who's on the show next season. That's really cool.
That's an
excited
awesome
to
change.
Hear that.
Yeah.
You know, I think, you know, television, the way people are watching television is rapidly changing, more rapidly than anybody ever thought. You know, if you look at ratings on TV now, they're just diving. They're going through the floor. And the reason why is, you know, nobody watches television live anymore. You know, they watch it through DVR, they watch it on Hulu, they watch it on Netflix, they stream. They are interacting with the show in a very deep, deep way now. And so people are really, and television shows and producers are trying to scramble to find ways to kind of, you know, go with the changing tide and the new media that's coming along. And, you know, I think we really did a lot of soul searching and a lot of work about how to change the paradigm so that we can get audiences involved in a kind of 360-degree way, not only through TV, but through social media, through the web, and through interactivity And I think we've kind of cracked the code, and hopefully this will really work this year, and we'll see some, the way that people relate to TV in our show is going to be in a completely immersive way now.
It sounds awesome.
Yeah.
That's very exciting.
Yeah.
And so we look forward to hearing more on that. And speaking of all of these changes going on, one change that I think we're loving this season, Ken, that I wanted to ask you about is the addition of Kelly Catrone. She is definitely, I had the honor of being invited to the set. I got to meet Kelly. She seems to be a great addition to the show. We love watching her candid commentary.
Yeah.
what do you think of Kelly this season?
Well, you know what, I'll tell you, before we added Kelly to the show, her reputation preceded her. She is, like, you know, one of the most important, if not the most important, you know, fashion publicist in the business. She, you know, is known for, you know, her brilliance, but also she's like a very no-nonsense woman. She's, you know, she's very blunt. She's brilliant at what she does. And it's all those qualities that, you know, made us select her to be a judge on the show. And she's really kind of grown on the show, and I think she's been doing a fantastic job. Beyond just being a judge on the show, she really helped align in our creative for the cycle that's on the air now, and she's even contributed even more in a deeper way on Cycle 19 as well. So she has been just an ace player that has been added to the mix, and we love her, and she's going to even be better and more involved in the show this season.
Oh, that's great to hear. And, yeah, we love Kelly Catrone. Bring more of her, please. And, Brittany, I know you're no stranger to drama on the set. Ken, obviously, you have dealt with 18 seasons of drama. But we were talking before you came on about how this season seems to be more dramatic than most, with from Louise to the attitudes of Kyle, Simone. How do you deal with this, Ken? I even saw you on TV this season having to deal with Louise on the set there. And I remember you telling me there was going to be some big happenings here. What is that like when you're shooting this stuff in person?
You know, I think the interesting thing is that you never know what's going to happen on the show in terms of the way, you know, the girls on the show are going to react. You know, the one thing that always really is just very interesting, and, you know, Brittany can attest to this as well, is that the pressure of the competition always has an interesting effect on cast members. Some people deal with it really, really well. Some, as time goes on, it really, really gets to them in ways that you never really kind of thought.
Absolutely.
And every cycle, you know, and I don't even know if this happened in Brittany's cycle, but there'll always be, you know, some cast member who cracks. There'll always be some cast member who ends up going to the hospital through, you know, nervous exhaustion or a panic attack or something happens. It invariably happens, you know, each and every cycle, because the stakes are very real in the show. Because of the prizes that you get and the opportunity you get as a model. So,
right, Rebecca.
You know, I hate to say it's old hat at this point, but, you know, Tyra and I are so used to it now that, you know, we barely react.
Right. Well, Rebecca fainted in our panel back, you know, on cycle 4. She literally fainted, fell straight back in the middle of a panel.
That's,
I mean, that's
right.
A show because she locked her knees standing in front of the judges for so long. You know, yeah. And, I mean, the stress it can definitely get to you for sure. Because the stakes are high, like Ken said. Everyone.
And remember in cycle 4, what Brittany was referring to was one of our cast members literally fainted on the set and she fell backwards. It was like a redwood tree that, like, literally fell backwards, and she smashed her head on the runway.
Right.
And for a second,
we all thought
she was dead.
I saw her eyes.
And I kind of, like, put my gear down her chest, and she was breathing. But the thing that saved her, was that the episode before they had gone and done makeovers, and she had a weave put in her head. And so there was padding on the back of her head so that when she fell backwards and hit her head on the runway, the padding saved her.
It saved
the
her.
The weave saves.
Because her
the
knees...
Weave the weave saved her
head. It did. Her knees did not bend or anything. She literally fell back like timber, like a tree, like Ken said. And her eyes also, when I was standing behind her, rolled back in her head. And it was very scary.
Yeah, I remember watching that episode and I was shocked. I was like, what's happening?
It was crazy.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. Well, see, this is what happens when you get a producer on the phone. You get to hear all these amazing... So the Weave saved her in season four. Oh, my gosh. Well, as far as this season goes, Ken... Have we reached our quota of breakdowns, or does the attitude just keep on coming? I know you can't give us any secrets, but how much more are we going to get this season?
You know what? You're just going to have to watch the show. I promise you there's a lot more drama to come.
Of course there is.
One of the things I will let you guys know that you will be seeing now is that because of our integration with social media, there's a lot more content that's going to be coming out of the show that's not going to be on the show itself. We are shooting a lot of behind-the-scenes footage, a lot of stuff that, like, you know, Jack, you saw when you came on the set, stuff on the judging set, behind the scenes with the judges, interviews with us. In fact, if you go to my Twitter feed, we just tweeted out a video about a couple hours ago where all of us and the producers were in the production office working on the creative for Cycle 19. And content like that will be coming out on a regular basis, starting today, for the next 3 or 4 months until the show premieres, where you're going to see behind-the-scenes footage, raw footage of us, you know, in the production facility, raw footage of us on the set with the girls, behind-the-scenes web episodes that are going to be on CWTV.com. And just keep on, you know, going to the Twitter feed and, you know, and watch for the content that comes out, because there's going to be a lot of stuff that you'll be able to get insight into the show in a way that you haven't before. So if you go to Ken Mock on Twitter, you'll see the first video that we tweeted out.
Ooh, I'm excited to see it.
So it's like Top Model year round. You're not going to miss it. You're not going to miss a beat.
It is going to be Top Model year round.
Woo!
Yeah.
Well, Ken, that's amazing news. So that's the premiere happened to be today of this on your Twitter feed. Ken Mock, guys, if all the fans out there, you just heard it here, you will be able to see all this extra behind-the-scenes footage. Just follow them on Twitter. Ken Mock, right, you said? That's your Twitter feed?
Ken Mock, and it'll be on our Twitter feed. We're also going to be feeding a lot of footage during production, which starts in just a few weeks for us. That'll be, you know, put on our YouTube channel. We're gonna put a lot of stuff on Facebook now, and in fact, our application will be on Facebook, where viewers during the production cycle will be able to vote for their favorite girls on that site as well. So there's just a lot of stuff that's gonna be coming down. Like I said, this is kind of an unofficial kind of announcement, but if you start watching the episodes in the next couple of weeks, at the end of the episodes, you'll see, you know, where to get the information on how to participate in the show. And that participation and that voting is going to start happening in just a few short weeks.
I love
Wow.
That's awesome.
Oh, so is the voting going to start happening even before the season, you're saying?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, because we're going to be shooting Cycle 19 later in May.
So we need to meet...
The fans will be voting during that period of time for the episodes that might be airing in August and September.
Oh, that's so cool. So you're watching it on the site. You're kind of getting to see the behind-the-scenes footage and seeing all this, and then kind of figuring out who your favorites are and leaving comments who you like the most. And then those comments are what's going to kind of be taken in consideration for choosing who goes home each week. Is that right?
Yeah, well, like I said, I don't want to give away all of it. There'll be an official announcement and a place where you can go to get all the information. But yes, you will be able to see and vote on the girls on the site.
Oh, that is
so you have to meet the girls
awesome.
First before the show.
I love it.
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
Absolutely.
And
yes.
Thanks to social media, thanks to AfterBuzz TV, you guys are hearing it before even the official announcement. For all of you super fans who watch AfterBuzz TV, you're getting rewarded right here with Ken Mock telling you exactly what's going down. That's so exciting, Ken, and we really thank you so much for stopping in to talk with us tonight. We've wanted to get you on the show. We know how busy you are creating all these amazing cycles for us. We thank you so much for all of this exclusive information, it seems. Thank you, Ken, so much.
You're welcome, but I can't go without mentioning one special exclusive piece of news for you guys.
Ooh,
that it involves Jackie, and that is we are developing a feature film based on Jackie's mother, Joy Mangano, who is the queen of the Home Shopping Network.
Yeah.
And this is, and it's, you know, we have Annie Mumolo, who was the Oscar-nominated writer for Bridesmaids, who is attached to this project. Oh. And we're really, really excited about that, and we hope that that's a movie project that will come to fruition sooner than later, because I think the real-life story of Jackie's mom, Joy Mangano, is an amazing, amazing story, and I think it's going to make a great feature film if we get to that point. But I'm really excited about that project.
That is awesome. Well, Jackie, you never even told us that.
That's exciting.
Well, Ken, you are really spilling the beans now. Congratulations, Mom, I guess I can say. No one knows about that, but now you do. And that is obviously something I'd be so proud to be the first to announce. I wouldn't allow anybody else to announce it, but her proud daughter right here. Ken, you know how much I love her.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we are developing a show. It's not officially picked up yet, but it's a project that we are working on right now to develop that story, and hopefully that'll be something that'll be a great project to announce later on.
Love it.
Okay, well, now you've really heard it all. Ken, you please call us anytime because we want to go right to the source and get all of the most important gossip. So you've really shared it all. My mother, Joy Mangano, is an amazing inspiration, not only to me, but to a whole world of women and creators out there. And Ken Mock, obviously, we are so proud to have you be a friend and a colleague to Joy. So congratulations on that. We really hope it comes to fruition. And we can't wait to get on Facebook and start voting for top model. So we'll have plenty more to talk about, Ken. We hope you can find some time to call us before the season's over. And we really appreciate your call tonight.
Okay. And Jackie, we hope to see you back on the set this cycle. And it's great to hear Brittany out there. And continued success with you, Brittany. You know, Brittany was one of the great personalities on our show.
Thank you.
She did two cycles for us. So, I see nothing but bright things ahead for Brittany.
Oh, thank you, Ken. Yeah. It's great to hear your voice.
All right. I'll talk to you guys soon.
All Thanks, right. Ken.
Thanks, Ken. Bye. Have a great night.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, I am just, Ken even scooped me and shocked me. He's announcing everything here tonight. If you guys can't get more exclusive content than this, please tell me where you're finding it, because did you hear this amazing news? Brittany, can you believe they are going to have, starting today, follow Ken Mock on Twitter, guys, follow America's Next Top Model, check them out on Facebook. You're going to be able to play a role in the development of season 19, and that's not even officially announced yet.
I love it. I mean, I think it's an amazing concept. I think it's an amazing idea. I wasn't kidding when I was like, oh my gosh, can I do it now? Like, because it is America's Next Top Model, and who better to help vote than America?
Exactly.
And so it's really exciting that, you know, comments can actually have something, some kind of, you feel like you can have some kind of outcome. You can kind of help with who will actually win, because right now it's always left to the judges. So how exciting that we get to play a part in the winners.
And I was wondering when he announced it, if they were going to shoot it in conjunction with when they were airing it, but now him
it
saying that
like
you're going to be able to go online and actually meet the girls
like
first
while they're shooting it,
is great. It's a
right.
cool, it's a different concept. Like usually, typically they would shoot it live,
right?
But now you can meet them prior during production, which is a cool concept. I think
it gets them people online, and you get to be
exactly.
a part of it while the show's actually being filmed, shot.
Right.
So I think that it sounds amazing, and I am very excited to
so
see how
many
they're
changes.
Really, how they're going to change it. It sounds like they really, truly are revamping the next few cycles, and I think it's going to help. I really think a new kind of direction with the show is going to make a world of difference, because let's be honest, it's been 18 seasons, and we've kind of seen a lot of the same thing. So for people to be able to play a part in it, and they're taking a whole new direction with the show, I think it's going to be very, very exciting. Mm-hmm.
It'll be a whole new show. And with any show after 18 cycles or seasons, you're going to have to do something fresh and new. And I think this is the right time for them, and it's a perfect opportunity and choice.
Love it.
Yay.
Love it. Guys, can you handle that exclusive interview
no.
we just had? Because
I can't.
Seriously, Brittany, it's like we were on the cast set of Top Model, right?
Yeah.
Did you feel like you were brought back to the set hearing Ken Mock's voice like that?
Absolutely. Just hearing Ken's voice, I was like, I felt like I needed to sit up more straight. I feel like I needed to, like, oh, there's Ken. What do you need me to do? Like, I felt like I needed to be on my best behavior because, hello, it's Ken Mock, the executive producer mm-hmm. of America's Next Top Model. Huge, huge deal. I mean, literally, him and Tyra made this show happen. So every time I hear Ken's voice, I'm just like, oh my gosh, is my hair straight? Do I need to brush my teeth? Like, even though it's over, you know, over the speaker, I feel like automatically I'm being judged.
Oh my gosh. And of course you all, he's letting the whole cat out of the bag. Now you may all realize why I have a relationship with him. He is quite possibly creating a movie on my own family member, my mother, who I'm so proud of, Joy Mangano. So I can't believe he shared that too. He's crazy, but we love it. We love all the exclusive announcements here.
I know. And
but,
I was like, oh my gosh, well, Jackie, you haven't even let that out yet.
I would never let that out, but now that he did, I can't believe it. Her own daughter getting the exclusive scoop on air. So
that.
I guess it's only fitting, right?
Exactly.
Yes, it is.
But we're so proud of that, too. So just a side note there. But we have to do the show justice,
Jackie,
because episode 8 was an
Jackie,
amazing show.
I also
coming
like
off of that interview, I'm on a high here. So let's talk about this episode with a little bit more enthusiasm than ever, knowing we just found out all of that exclusive content, and that there's plenty more drama to come on this season. I don't know how much more we can handle. But let's talk about, hey, Hello Kitty, and some castings at the Beverly Hills Hotel quickly. Let's talk about the fashion show segment for a moment, because here we go, Alicia, Annalise, and Sophie being the winners, so to speak, being chosen to open shows above the other gals, Simone, Ebony, Catherine. Okay, sorry, guys. Catherine, I just don't really know what to say about her walk. We've talked about it before. What'd you guys make of this challenge before we get to the photo shoot of this week?
Before we get all to this good old Top Model episode, since we did just get off a hive of Ken, I think we need to mention Amazon. I don't know if you guys are listeners out there. We have a big, huge announcement. Amazon's now one of our huge sponsors. So before you go shop on Amazon, please go to AfterBuzzTV.com. And it's really simple, easy. You just click on the Amazon banner at the top, and it takes you right to Amazon. Buy whatever you have to buy. It doesn't cost you anything more, and it actually helps keep our lights on here at AfterBuzz. And we get to keep having amazing exclusives like we just did with Ken Mock. So please, guys, do not go to Amazon and buy anything without going to AfterBuzzTV.com first. It really helps us out. And it's your support for us for being here every single week and, you know, bringing you those amazing exclusives. But other than that, let's get right on to our episode.
Yes, and thank you for pointing that out, Brittany, because hello, who doesn't want to go shopping? I mean, I go shopping all the time online. We all know we have multiple windows up at the same time. So click through AfterBuzz as you're watching your shows. Click Amazon. Do your shopping. Watch your Top Model exclusive with Ken Mock, the head producer, making unofficial announcements before they're official. And then chat with us about episode 8.
On iTunes.
And let's do chat about that. What did you guys think?
Catherine.
Okay, we all know Catherine's walk is just hideous. Ebony, as Kelly said, a robot on Oxycontin. Let's get some thoughts out there. Brittany, I know you won't hold back.
Oh, my gosh. Seriously, Catherine has all been saying ever since they went to Canada for Canada's, you know, Fashion Week, she's saying, like, I'm so surprised I didn't get picked because I feel like runway is my strong point. She has yet to ever show that runway at all is her strong point. I don't know what mirror or what she's looking in when she sees herself down the runway or who's ever told her that she's good at runway. Because here she is, her next chance to maybe try to get in another show and be like the lead of in a show, the opener, and she walks down and she trips during the audition portion of it, and it was a bad trip. She had to hang onto a chair so she actually didn't fall. I mean, after that happened, she should have just hung it up right then, like, oh my God, I know I'm not getting it now. I mean, it was terrible.
Yeah, it wasn't just a little trip. It was almost a bust.
She had to hold, like, she had to grab onto a chair. I mean, how embarrassing.
Yeah. It was a hard fall.
Well, honestly, and you know, the problem with it, though, is that she is supposed to be a high fashion girl. With her look, that's all she can do. She's not going to be on the cover of, you know, a commercial type. She's not going to be like that happy, light type of smiley person like Annalise can do. She's got to be high fashion, and if she can't walk, what is she going to do? And so that's why it's such a problem for Catherine. Yeah. And, you know, some of these other girls can do other arenas. They can build brands in other aspects. Catherine doesn't have much going for her besides high fashion. But yeah. She's in trouble.
Yeah, the fact that she just can't really walk at all is just complete. She's really big in trouble on that. I mean, she didn't book any shows in, you know, Fashion Week, and then she couldn't even walk in one. I mean, it was that.
No, and she's never really been that memorable to me throughout the season that much at all anyways. Like you said, I don't know what she can create for herself. What is she going to do? If she's supposed to be high fashion, learn to walk, you know? What's going to happen with her?
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know how much longer she's got on the show, although she did have a very good photo shoot, I think, this week compared to some of the other gals. Right. Now, we were talking about, before Ken Mock got on and totally just sent me into a whole other atmosphere with that amazing interview, we were talking about Sophie and her agency experience. She, of course, won this challenge in the way that she was the only one booked to open two shows. Alicia's designer did win, but her, Alicia, and Annalise were the only ones who chose to open shows, Sophie opening two shows. And this is exactly why we started talking about Sophie, because she really looks like a real model already, a seasoned model. And it's no surprise she opened two shows for this challenge.
Yeah, I was telling Brittany on the way over here how amazing she looked in that white, whatever she wore, that was like
that white, that, like, pants and top outfit with a gold chain that kind of went through the middle of it, which I
love,
by
the way.
Yeah, she
so amazing.
I want that thing. Yeah. I want that. I wish it was fashion star. I wish it was fashion star and I got to, you know, go online and buy it.
Yeah.
Because I was like, oh my gosh, I want that. I want that. I want that. Her outfit was amazing. But besides her outfit, she did walk way better. But, you know, I don't agree that, what was her name? Now I'm blanking. Oh my goodness. What's her
Alicia?
Name? Alicia.
Annalise?
No, Alicia. Like, I don't agree. Like, I don't understand why she's a challenge winner for that, because her designer won when it was the designers who won because they had better things. I didn't really understand the concept of this one with the winner is whoever's designer won. Is now that the what was it?
So it should have been more. Sophie should have won since she booked
two,
the shows.
She got two.
The designer won the $40,000 from the hotel,
and then so
because
Ebony,
of their collection, I mean, not because of who actually walked in it. So it's not really fair that Alicia.
No,
won.
Ken hung up too soon because we could have asked him about this. I totally agree. I thought that I kind of consider Sophie the winner because. It just was good luck that you had the best designer in Alicia opening for them. And I actually picked them out as my favorite designer in the beginning of the show, believe it or not. And so I think that was more pure luck. I definitely consider Sophie the winner. I agree on that one.
They
didn't really
win
make much sense.
Because Alicia opened the show. They didn't.
No.
Their designs were better. I mean, they didn't win because of that. So you know, I thought, well, Sophie definitely kind of really won. It was another one of those challenges that didn't really make sense to me.
Right.
Because I really thought that Sophie got picked to open the show twice, so clearly she's the winner, but it wasn't. Alicia was the one who won it.
They need to clear up some of these challenges. The eating challenge, this challenge. What are we doing? Come on.
That's right. Ken, call us back when you get a chance, because you're not doing a million projects or anything.
Yeah.
And please, fill us in on this.
Right.
Besides all of your exclusive announcements. But I do agree. Some of these challenges are a bit skewed in that I think the judging of this one in particular obviously should have had Sophie as the winner. But someone who definitely wasn't nearly close to the winner, being called the big arm swinger by Kelly Catrone, was Simone.
Oh my gosh.
And here she goes, starting a bad attitude again. She had a horrible attitude when she was rejected in Canada, having a horrible attitude here again at the shows at the Dorchester Collection. So, you know, as we get into the photo shoot, and obviously we know Simone did finally get sent home this week, because I do think she's another one who had an attitude problem and deserved to get sent home. She starts up with this attitude again. And we saw it, we'll get to the photo shoot and her elimination, we saw it really come out after her elimination
big
last
time.
Night.
Mm-hmm.
Just point that finger.
But attitude is not going to get you anywhere
in
this business. You really can't, you have to be strong and confident, but you can't have attitude. Brittany, you can attest to that.
Well, it's like, you know, Kelly Catron gives her another, you know, hey, don't swing your arms like that, because she did look awful. And then she just got to sit there and pout and then get in like this big bad mood instead of like, okay, take her criticism, try it again, and don't swing your arms like that. I mean, it's always everyone else's fault with Simone. It's always everyone else's.
She's just one of those typical people who can't take criticism. Everything is always going to be, she's going to react in a negative way. And that's, she's going to be like that. That's just a characteristic of her that's not going to change. And that's going to be a huge downfall for her, I think.
Yeah.
That's going to be horrible for her.
Especially in a business where criticism and rejection come multiple times
for
a day.
Yeah.
Especially when she's a plus-size model that has to work even harder to go into a business where the room for plus-size model is not quite as obviously as large, the arena, as, you know, the typical model and the jobs that come to a typical model. So there's just so many challenges that she's going to have to overcome, and that attitude for rejection and criticism is just going to be very difficult for her. And I said this about Kyle as well. And I think Kyle can have a huge career. If you didn't hear me say that last week, I'll say it again. I think she can have a huge career. You guys, these girls have to work on the attitude. As Ken said, there's always a girl who freaks out. There's always a girl who gets sick. There's always a girl who apparently faints and her weave saves her.
I'm sorry, though. I got to say this. Simone, what's your problem? Aren't big girls supposed to be happier? They get to actually eat.
Yeah.
So, you know what? At the end of the day, when everyone else is pissed off, like thin people get pissy. I'm sorry. When I've missed a few meals, I am a bitch. It's like, I got to get food in me. I am cranky. I mean, I need to eat too. And so it's like, girl, you get to go home and eat a hot dog. I don't want to hear anything bitching coming
like
from you.
Your job is get bigger.
You get to go. You get to have a scoop of ice cream. You get to have something. Yeah, try losing weight. It sucks. Try staying skinny. It's not fun.
Oh, that's a good point, actually, Brittany. So, Simone, if you want to call us, if you want to talk about it, we're here to talk about it. Please let us know where the attitude is coming from. Go eat a cheeseburger. Enjoy your life. Enjoy your beautiful body, because you do have a beautiful body.
We have plenty of popcorn in the studio.
You know,
if you
we
want to
hear from you.
Yeah. Call us.
Duke it out with Brittany.
I'd love to hear from you. All I'm saying
now,
is, I know what it's like to skip
meals. Let's talk about the Hello Kitty photo shoot, guys, because we're obviously filling up our hour really quick tonight with our exclusive content. Hello Kitty. When I heard this, I thought it was going to be one of those costume, you know, Halloween costume Party City challenges again.
Uh-huh.
But I have to say, I was kind of shocked by this challenge, and that I kind of loved it. Number one, because the 16-year-old photographer, Anne Hay, she was amazing. I think she's extremely talented. To know that she's 16 years old, she was a 17 contest winner. That was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that these were actually couture creations, they were pretty interesting to look at. It's a photo shoot. It's obviously about going into the fantasy. And I kind of really enjoyed this one. What did you guys think?
I agree. I saw when I watched this, I was like, oh, it made me want to wish I had done a shoot like that. Like, I love how elaborate it was. One of them had slap bracelets all over it. Catherine's did. It was so cool. And then the one with the lunch boxes on it, I thought it was so amazing. And even back to Simone's, she had a fun, like, huge kimono and that huge wig. I would have loved to have hair that big, because I always want that hair that big anyway. And so I, going back to her again, I'm like, wow. And I was talking to my boyfriend, he was watching it with me, and I was like, see, she's bitching about that big hair, the big hair being heavy. You have an advantage. That's going to look so cool in a shot. It's going to be such a fun accessory, this big hair, and she could have played with it with the big sleeves and like really worked with that. Oh, I would have loved
that
big head.
It hurts her head.
Oh, it hurts my head. Oh, cry me a river. You're a model. And I love Jay kind of being like, almost every model, almost every shoot is uncomfortable. It's always going to hurt. You're very rarely are you in a comfortable position when you're a model. So to me, it's like, once again, there she goes, wah, wah, wah.
Like, Simone, this is work. This is a job. This is a career. Realize that.
A competition. Shut your mouth.
Like, come on. But I agree. I think going into that, I was originally like, oh, this is going to be a weird challenge. But I think all of those couture pieces were really cool and actually looked amazing. It didn't look cheesy or super costumey. It was really couture.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, and I really want to touch upon Simone again, because Brittany, you called it right on as a model going into this shoot. By the way, Ronnie, I don't know if we're going to have time to get into all the photos tonight. Can we go a little out of order, Ronnie? Can we get a little wild tonight, and maybe we'll show Simone,
well,
and then we'll just maybe talk
first?
About a few others before we sign off tonight. Is that possible?
I have Alicia's ready, the first girl. What order do you want to go in? Just let me know.
Okay. Well, we'll get to Simone. We'll show her picture in a minute. But if you can bring up Simone, I was going to finish talking about her because I totally agree with you, Brittany, to have the big hair, to have the big sleeves. These are things as a model you get excited about. Mm-hmm. These are things, the more props you have to work with, the more you can do to make a photo visually interesting. You should be excited walking onto that set. You should have a huge smile on your face. You should be ready to go. Even if you don't quite know what to do with it, like Sophie maybe didn't quite know what to do with herself this week, you pull it out. You make it work. You explore it. That's what this is all about. That's what this industry is all about, is creating. As models, you create as well. You get on that set. You play with it, you work with it, and you see what works. Not everything is going to work, but you go for it. And she didn't go for it at all. She didn't have a smile on her face.
She was so bored.
She was unhappy about the whole thing. And that is exactly why I think she was deservingly voted off this week.
Another thing they don't talk about, or no one ever mentioned it, at least on the show, is she had the really cool makeup as well. They did her lips with that pink and then did the white strip down the middle, which I would have totally, if I were her, I would have made my face be dead on straight, use my arms in a fun way, and kind of be messing or playing with something with the hair. But her makeup, her lips look so cool. I thought that was a really interesting thing. And in this photo, you can't even tell that she has really cool lips because she's doing a side angle. Everything about this photo I thought was so awful. I thought she didn't play to her advantage with this great look at all.
Absolutely. And as well, she has, as you said, Brittany, she has a beautiful face. She has, how many times have they given it to her about her using her body? She really just doesn't have the enthusiasm to make all these attributes work for her, and she does have amazing attributes. And, you know, not to bring up a personal thing, but just to explain, like, the big hair, the big kimono sleeves. When I was on Project Runway, I had a huge mohawk. You guys sometimes really out there, if you haven't gone through the modeling industry, I can relate to her because when I had to do this huge mohawk, they teased my whole head of hair. You can see it on that headshot right now. They teased that whole head of hair 2 days in a row for shooting into a mohawk, stiff fro mohawk, and it was so painful at the time, but I knew it was going to be the most exciting outfit, the most exciting visual. So yes, while it was painful when you're going through it, and Brittany, I know you've probably been styled into some crazy things, even if it's painful when you're in that hair and makeup chair, when you get that amazing creation finished and over with, you wash your hands of what you just went through, you get up there and you own it because you know it's going to be amazing. And so I can't say it enough that Simone had so much to work with here and she did not put it together once again. And then what did you guys make of her being eliminated and her horrible attitude saying, I just want to go home, I don't want to talk to you anymore? That's your last sign off to America. I really want to know what she thought when she watched that back and if she was happy with it.
Well, and then she's saying in the final thing, like, other girls should have went home before me. And I'm like, why? Actually, I think you should have gone home a long time ago. And your attitude's been crappy the whole time. And here's your final words. And it's just like, well, I shouldn't have gone home. And this is, I wanted this more than some of those other girls. And like, look how upset I am now. I should have been here. Okay, cry me a river. I'm glad she's gone.
She didn't want anything. She bitched every episode. No, yeah. Simone, she didn't. Her attitude was just so piss poor. That's why all of her shots are just so horrible.
Well, we're glad she's gone. Bye, Simone. Bye, Simone. So you're gone. We're done talking.
So I really would like to know what Simone fans are feeling right now. Please rate us on iTunes if you dare. Comment on iTunes. Tell us everything you're thinking, Simone fans. Get on there. Defend her. Connect with us on iTunes. But let's talk about the winner. I wonder if you agree with this one. Alicia, I do think she's had problems getting her facials correct.
Right.
I do think with this shoot, she was coming off the confidence of the challenge, probably. For the first time, I don't know if I think she's the winner, but I think for her, this was her best picture, her strongest body, her strongest face. The combination of the two makes it a huge success for her. I don't know if I think if she's the strongest in the competition, but I do think to bring the face and the body together the way she did, this photo to me of Alicia, if we could show that one, says a lot.
We got it.
So I'm not going to disagree with her as the winner.
No,
I do think there's a lot of good about this.
I think she's actually feeling her outfit. Like, this, she's one of the ones that actually embraced it. Like, you could tell when she put her Hello Kitty, you know, kind of bondage kind of thing going on here. She kind of felt it and completely got into character. Because she walked out immediately and started using that whip and slapping it and holding it. It kind of, like, this is a perfect example of when you're a model and you put on a costume and then you kind of it kind of brings a different character of you out because you become into character whatever they put on you. And at least that's what she did. She put this costume on, she felt it, and she went with it. And, you know, good for her.
Yeah, and I agree that this is the best photo of this shoot. She's not in my top two for the competition, though. But this, by far, is the best photo, I think. I think she did amazing here.
It saved her this week.
Yeah, I definitely agree.
Absolutely. I do think she had, for the first time, and she did come alive on the video shoot. So there are signs of her that she has the attitude, she has the energy, but she doesn't always get it together. And that's why I agree, Tyler, that she's not in my top, but I do think she did do well here. Sophie's another one that I think, you know, to quickly kind of touch upon the middle girls here, I think Sophie definitely, we know it. She's a seasoned model. She has a great agency. She's a great model. I like watching her on the show. We don't necessarily know if it's fair, but even on this shoot where you may not necessarily know how to bring out the outfit, she still pulled out an amazing photo. So that, you know, you're going to go on hundreds of photo shoots in a year as a model. You're not going to have your best photo shoot every time, but if this isn't Sophie's best photo shoot and she still does pretty well and does an amazing body pose like that.
I just don't like her face.
Yeah, her face may not be the best, but that means she's a great model. And then Annalise, I just want to say, for me, Kelly Catron's pretty hard on her, but I have to say Annalise, for me, is one of my favorites in the competition because she can do a lot.
I like
her.
She
can do commercial stuff. She can do some high fashion stuff. You know, whereas Ebony, I think, is so beautiful, she took a step back for me this week. Laura, kind of a one-trick pony. I do agree with Kelly that she kind of is starting to look the same to me. And Catherine, I think, had a great photo shoot this week. So to kind of sum up all the middle gals, I know we're seeing Sophie right now. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I think Annalise is, in my opinion, the full package for this show. Like, going, as we were talking about earlier, actually branding a girl, encompassing everything from commercial to editorial to recording a record contract to being the face of the new fragrance. I think she is, her and Sophie are my top two. But after knowing that Sophie already has such a high representation over in the UK, I kind of don't want to root for her because she already's successful, even though I love her.
Right. It's a tough call. Brittany, what do you think?
They brought her on the show, so I'm going to root for who's best. I mean, she is the best, but so I'm just going to go who I think is Sophie, but I do, I mean, she definitely has more of an, you know, she has an advantage, but whatever, top model brought her on, so I'm going to root for who I think should be, you know, the top model, and I think it would be Sophie, but anywho.
So we have Sophie and Annalise.
Now, some of the other girls, Annalise, we're seeing right now, I think it's a great shot. I love Annalise. I think she's great. Ebony disappointed me. Laura and Catherine kind of are always somewhere in the middle for me. What do you guys think of the remaining girls here?
Like, everybody just gets lost in the mix except for Annalise and Sophie to me. Like, I those are the two that I always watch. And that's just everybody just gets...
I'm kind of on the rest. I mean, there's not really a thing to say. I want Laura just to stand up straight in one photo. And I'm a fan of Laura, but okay. You literally either have like a back, you got cirrhosis, you got something wrong with your back or whatever, but someone needs to put a metal rod in her back in one of these photos so she can't bend, because I'm getting a little over.
And like, and Ebony, see, I think she's so beautiful, but she just, I think she wants to be like a sexy Victoria's Secret model, and I just don't think she knows what to do with herself beyond that. Like, she has it in her brain that she wants to be like that, but you have to be able to do a lot in this industry, and so I'm worried about Ebony. I go back and forth with her. So that's kind of my take there. But we are coming close to our end of the show here. I think we've got all the news and gossip we can imagine straight from Ken Mock himself, head producer, executive producer of Top Model for all 18 seasons. Be sure to show that interview to your friends, guys. Tell your friends about AfterBuzz TV, where you can get the exclusive content. Be sure to tell everyone you know. But before we go, guys, let's get into some predictions. I wonder if we have our creepy music will come on quite
now,
soon, I'm sure.
AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Brittany, you know the time of season always comes where you're packing up and heading somewhere crazy. This season, it's going to be Asia. So what do you guys think of that? And the silkworm challenge, which is already creeping me out. It's like Top Model meets Fear Factor, and I want nothing to do with that. I'm sure you're glad you're not on that challenge, Brittany.
Yeah, once again.
Like, they're trying to do a lot of Fear Factor this cycle. It's weird. Yeah, Asia's great. I think it's a good place because it's totally different than, you know, it's not really English, you know, American or British. So I think that Asia will be fun and be a good, you know, probably that's why they're actually adding the Hello Kitty theme into this one. It's very Asia.
Oh, but, yeah, that could be.
Good call.
Yeah, I didn't think of that. I'm excited to see them go to a country that's out of both of their elements, you know.
That's true. That's a good call, too, because a lot of, if they were to go somewhere in, like, European, like, Paris or wherever, I do think the UK girls would have a leg up. So right. It's definitely a fair place for both girls to go. I think that's a good call, Brittany, actually.
Yeah. I love that. I'm just excited that they're going to do another Fear Factor challenge. I think it'll be amazing. I love watching people eat stupid shit and have fun with it.
I just love that it's on Top Model.
Yeah.
It's just hysterical.
But come on. I think it'll be fun, though.
Definitely. We can't wait to travel to Asia via our after show next week. And, guys, in case you haven't taken notice, we've gone from Lisa D'Amato to Asmari to the head producer, Ken Mock. So you obviously have to stick with us and our all-star host every week in the studio, Brittany Brower. You guys have to stick
with
us week to week.
Follow me on Twitter, too,
tell your friends, rate us on iTunes. We will keep bringing you the amazing content if you keep telling your friends about us, checking us out on iTunes, and commenting. And we love bringing it to you. So another great week. So enjoy talking with you, Miss Brittany Brower and Tyler Brockington.
And
we
yes.
can't wait to all connect next week when we hit Asia. And for now, follow everybody on Twitter. You heard it here. Go to Facebook. Ken Mock on Twitter for those behind-the-scenes updates. And Brittany and Tyler, take a quick moment to tell everyone your Twitter.
Hey, guys, follow me on Twitter at Brittany Brower.
Follow Tyler at Ty_Brox.
And you can follow me at Jackie Moran. So we thank you so much for tuning in, guys, for Episode 8, Season 18, and we will see you next week.
Yeah.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.